morning. Welcome everybody to our January 12, 2016 Sussex County Council meeting. First thing will be the approval of the agenda. Mr. Lawson.
Thank you, Mr. President. Good morning, members of council. At this time, we have no recommended changes to today's agenda.
And a motion to approve the agenda.
Yes.
Motion, Mr. Deaver, second, Mr. Arlett. Any questions? Take the vote, Mr. Deaver.
Yes.
Oh, yes.
Mr. Arlett.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
Well, yes, motion carried. We have the minutes of January 5th. Any corrections, concerns about those?
Perfect.
They'll stand approved. Correspondent, Mr. Moore.
Yes, thank you, Mr. President. We have several letters, and several of them deal with donations and contributions given by Sussex County Council, and they are Union United Methodist Church, Sussex Community Crisis Housing Service, the Delaware Safety Council, and then we have one additional letter. Last week, Mr. Cole referenced a letter, although he did not read the contents of the letter because it was a matter that was still for consideration before the Board of Adjustment. He read it, just portions of it, and summarized addressing the conduct of the hearing itself. We have one letter that has been written, expressed the other side of that. Likewise, I will not read any of the contents of the letter into the record, and it will be placed in the Sussex County Council record only, but not into the Board of Adjustment.
Right. Anything else?
That is all, Mr. President.
Any correspondence from council?
I've got an older one. Yeah, one of Coastal Concerts are just thanking us for our generous donation to the Coastal Concerts program that they do up and down the beach area. I think they're out of Lewis.
And more correspondence from council. Public comments, Mr. Guy. Paul Rieger.
Good morning, Paul Rieger. May I just give you these real quick?
Thank you.
Paul Rieger, 18171 Deer Forest Road, Georgetown. Speaking about the planning and zoning with different things, but also too is on the Board of Adjustments, and I believe, I don't know whether it's similar, but I believe it's like with the board for their appointments. When I looked at the Board of Adjustments for their, like the terms, the current terms of expiration, one of the holders expired current term, if that website is accurate, expired in 2013, not reappointed. You got another one that expired, and the term expired in 2015. You have two more that expire this year and one more that expires in 2017. If it's like with the boards, my opinion and what I understood should make up basically the views of the county and express the dynamics of the county and the elections. Is what I'm trying to understand is with the different guidelines for what's supposed to be on the boards, whether it's three Republicans, two Democrats, three Democrats, two Republicans per se, have no way to understand whether what political parties or what they are to see if they are current to match the codes. Seeing if one, I mean, there's personnel that are persons that were you're appointed in like 1992, a couple of them. Did they move? Are there more in the incorporated section than allowed by code? Are we set in, as far as everybody, with the rules and regulations to match what we're supposed to have? Just to bring everything up to current. And it's just like if they're not where they're supposed to be, or if it's not a complete, legit board with everybody living where they're supposed to, or the amount of politics in there, if it's incomplete, does their votes even matter? But with the terms that they're on here for, is look at it and see whether different appointments need to be made or extended. Because if I'm just trying to figure out is if you take the 2013 person, this is off the county website.
That's right. All right.
That's right.
If I'm looking at the 2013 for one of the members, does he reappoint from 2013 and then expire? If you reappointed him today, does he expire 3 years from today? Or does he go 2013 to 2016? How does that all work so you don't have everybody coming up in 1 year? If you have three personnel up for elections this year, you have three changes on the council, you could have a whole new board come in and they could have a complete four new appointments for the Board of Adjustments. I would think it would go for the same way for the Planning Board. So it just keeps it in check where one election year to the other, it can't do a dramatic change and everything would work. But this all should be current where they live. I don't know whether you can put that in there, how that works, whether they're in an incorporated section, unincorporated section, whatever the requirements are. Thank you.
Okay, thanks.
Stephen Wills.
Good morning.
Good morning.
My name is Stephen Wills. I live in Potnets Bayside. It's my third time to show up here and make a few comments. The issue is Paradise Grill again and planning and zoning again. I sent a letter to the council members, to the attorney, 28 December, with issues concerning the Paradise Grill and why I had felt that planning and zoning was remiss in issuing permits that clearly required a variance. Three bars in one permit, another permit approving a 75-foot amphitheater, all within a private residential community. The email that I sent was for your action, Mr. Vincent, and the counties to check into it. The last council meeting, I noticed that there was no correspondence read concerning my email. I talked with Mr. Cole. He suggested to me that it would be included in today's meeting and possibly executive action. I don't know what's going on. We have a 4 February ABC hearing coming up in this room where they're going to approve all these new buildings, a 20,000 square foot expansion for alcohol use. I'd like to know what's going on from the council and if I can expect your reply by 18 January as I asked for it.
Okay, we'll let you know. Thank you. Mr. Lawson.
Thank you, Mr. President. First item of business is system connection. I have a County Project 81-04 Lewis Crossings, otherwise known as Deep Valley Farm Phase 5, Agreement Number 866-7, a system connection charge of $242,550 to be connected in the West Rehoboth expansion of the Dewey Beach Sanitary Sewer District. Unless you have any questions, I have a motion.
Your motion, please, sir.
Be it moved that based upon the recommendation of the Sussex County Engineering Department for Sussex County Project Number 8104, Agreement Number 866-7, Sussex County Council execute a construction administration construction inspection agreement between the Council and Lewis Crossing Capital Partners LLC for wastewater facilities to be constructed in Lewis Crossing, otherwise known as Deep Valley Farm Phase 5, located in the West Rehoboth expansion of the Dewey Beach Sanitary Sewer District.
I'd like to make that motion.
Motion, Mr. Deaver.
Second.
Second, Mr. Cole. To approve wastewater agreement number 866-7. Any questions, the council? Thank you, vote, Mrs. Deaver.
Yes.
Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Mr. Arnett.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
We have motion carried.
Thank you. Next item is the county administrator's report for January 12, 2016. Item number one, per the attached engineering department fact sheet, Americana Bayside Phase 1 Revision 5 Town Center received substantial completion effective December 28, 2015. Item number two, county offices will be closed on Monday, January 18th, for the Martin Luther King Jr. holiday. Offices will reopen Tuesday, January 19th at 8:30 a.m. Council will not meet on January 19th, with our next scheduled meeting to be held on Tuesday, January 26th at 10 a.m. Item number three, it's with great sadness that we note the passing of Walter Alton on Tuesday, January 5th. Mr. Alton began his career with Sussex County in September 2003 and retired from the Emergency Operations Centers as a communications support tech in June 2014 with over 10 years of service. We'd like to express our condolences to the family. And item number four, This week, Sussex County will celebrate the 25th anniversary of the establishment of the Sussex County Emergency Medical Services. The Sussex County EMS was created through a statewide initiative that was approved by the General Assembly in 1990. And subsequently, the Sussex County EMS went into service on January 15, 1991. For 25 years, the Sussex County EMS system has provided the highest quality of service to the residents and visitors of Sussex County. Congratulations on living up to the organization's promise of caring people, quality service. We're joined by a number of the paramedics and paramedics administration. I also have a proclamation. It's a day or two ahead of the 25th anniversary, but I'd still like to read it at today's meeting, and then we can ask Director Stewart to come forward. Sussex County Council proclamation to honor the Sussex County Emergency Medical Services upon its 25th anniversary. Whereas the Sussex County Council wishes to recognize the Sussex County EMS on the occasion of its silver anniversary. The EMS began as the Sussex County Paramedic Services and celebrate on January 25, 2016, a quarter century of providing outstanding service to the people of Sussex County. The EMS was born out of a statewide initiative to create an advanced life support service throughout Delaware, adopted by the General Assembly on January 23, 1990, to provide acute, urgent medical care to citizens, particularly in the rural communities where residents and hospitals can be separated by significant distances. The Sussex County EMS, which went into service on January 15, 1991, with a single paramedic unit and 12 members, has since evolved into an 11-unit, 110-member force that provides life-saving care within a matter of minutes for virtually every call. Sussex County EMS, in its first year, responded to approximately 3,700 calls, and today respond to over 18,000 calls for service each year. Sussex County EMS is consistently among the first EMS programs in Delaware and the United States to introduce advances and procedures and equipment designed to ensure quality of care it provides, and the quality of care it provides is the finest in the country. The EMS has served as an example of paramedicine at its finest, winning honors in national and international competition, as well as being named the Dick Furneaux Paid EMS Service of the Year Award winner in 2011 by the National Association of Emergency Medical Technicians. Sussex County EMS has earned the trust and respect of the healthcare community and volunteer fire service, both near and afar. Now, therefore, be it resolved that the Sussex County Council commends Sussex County Emergency Medical Services for its 25 years of service to the people of Sussex County and proclaims Friday, January 25, 2016, as a day for all Sussex County residents to honor the EMS program and dedicated professionals who serve within, signed Michael H. Vizen, President. Congratulations.
Can we all get a wallet size of picture?
Glenn's got that thing there, and it works. Oh, is that how that works?
All right, the Tench Hut. The one's in uniform, the Tench.
Hey, come on. Can't y'all come up? Come on.
Get everybody up. Get the whole audience up there.
Karen.
All right, okay. Come on, Karen.
Maria? Me? Watch
that
hand. Big game.
Are we good?
Oh, I thought it was in the middle. Okay, whatever.
Come on,
snuggle
real middle.
Oh, well, I snuggle up. I don't
like that. Too much snuggling. I don't know about this deal.
Which one are you going to one of them came to my house.
Girls get a little bit of like a cheese. Come on. Get rid of her.
Here, let me go back there.
I'm taller than them.
What are you doing back there?
Oh, please.
And
Matt,
hey, do you okay, now Tim.
We think you are going to have a you were there when it started.
Yes, I was.
Sorry now?
Took my vote.
All right, Darren.
It was 3-2.
That's right.
Calm down. Relax.
All right, breathe.
I suggested that to him.
I thought they were all here for Sam. Second week.
They had no wheelchair. They got no platform down there, so I had to go down.
He falls off there.
I got a septic guy there.
Now we good? Okay.
You're right in the middle, bud.
He's tall in his saddle today, too. He must be on a Newcastle.
Okay, now we're getting better.
George, hey. Just think how many people they have down job when this.
They'll move. Okay, well, they'll move.
Right. Job creator.
I hang around. There we go.
Oh, that, well, that's true.
They lost.
Hit the LB if you want to go to the
V. That's right. You're exactly right. One of the best services we have ever provided. You've got to be selective when you provide services, and that's. You get a bang for a buck.
I rode the helicopter across the town of fire. That's right. I rode the helicopter.
Oh, is that? Oh, wait a minute. Six is lower, have mercy.
Retire to Florida.
Okay, we're good.
Here, lower. You sure?
Congratulations.
Hold on one second.
If I may.
Thank all the staff for coming. Congratulations on 25 years.
Make Delaware great again.
And certainly it is a service we provide our citizens that is the best that you can do.
Yes, sir.
We're very proud of what you do and how you do. And thank you for all your hard work on behalf of our citizens. Thank you.
Before everybody leaves, after the pictures, we're just celebrating our 26th anniversary. A whole year ago. I'd like to particularly recognize, come out from the shadows, Karen Phillips. 25 years ago this Friday, Karen Phillips is the last, and she's retiring next week. She is one of the original 12 people that started this service 25 years ago this Friday, and I'd like to recognize Karen. And I want to take a moment and thank the County Council, and as all previous councils before you, and I know, George, you were probably on all of them that I've been associated with in my 25 years, and you still look younger than me.
13th member of that.
13th. He's a 13th member. Without the support of the state of Delaware, obviously, with the funding that they provide, but without the real intense support of this county and the county council and the leadership of the council, we would not be here today. And I'd like to also recognize the president, Mike Vincent. He's one of the founding fathers of the design of this service. He was in a group that helped set this up 25 years ago. A little bit more than that, they started. But thank you, Mike, for all that you've done to make this service possible. We have truly grown. We've seen several significant stages of growth, and that wouldn't be possible without the support of the County Council and the people that we serve. It is truly astonishing to have been here 25 years ago and see this start and to see what it has become today. And I hope that it will continue to grow and provide excellent service as it does today for as long as I'm around. And thank you all again for the opportunity to be recognized.
Thank you very much. Thank all of you very much. 25 years.
Mr. President, may I real quick? I know there's Ms. Director Stewart, if you would, and all of your leadership and your entire staff and all the paramedics. I'm not alone up here, but I will tell you that you know, when I took the tour of your department last year, 4 full days, being with you guys and listening to you guys, and I have to tell you, there is not a more important service that this county provides than what you do. Not one. There's nothing more important than saving lives. And I have to tell you, I think we as a council should recognize them. Correct? And so I think it's really important what you do. We're grateful and thankful for all that you guys do. And after being married for 26 years, it's a long time. So congratulations again. So, but thank you all so much. Thank you, Mr. President.
Thank you, sir. Thank you, gentlemen and ladies. Jim Higgin, King Energy Hangar Lease.